From Thought to Profit, How Ideas Become Viable Businesses. Every business I founded, I thought would be successful within 3 years. Absolutely none of them were successful within 3 years, said John Myers. It's always taken twice as long, three times as long as I imagined it would. This brings up the dilemma of when to let go. This doesn't just apply to the situation early on in the process, when the idea is simply not positively received by either potential customers or possible investors. When an idea evolves into a business, it changes into something that has dynamism of its own and moves farther away from the original creator. Timothy Mitchell knows this from experience. People see companies almost like they see their children. And there comes a point in time when you're building a company where it has to move off and develop on its own, he says. It's going to take on its own life, and there's going to be pieces in it that make their own decisions. I had to back myself off at times. Plus, of course, it's a numbers game. Of the millions of ideas that people have each year, only a tiny fraction are developed, and an even smaller fraction of those ever start down the road to becoming highly successful businesses. A recent study from economic think tank the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation found that on average, of the thousands of technology startup companies that come into existence each year in the United States, between 15 and 20 of them one day end up with $100 million worth of sales. This appears to be a pretty constant rate. The report's author, Paul Kedrodsky, says, "The pace at which the United States produces $100 million companies has been surprisingly stable over time, despite changes in the nature of the U.S. economy. But the high rate of failures has never put off any of the delegates at the FIRE conference. Here they equate ideas with a deep-seated urge to solve problems. As such, they all agree that an idea will not get off the ground if there's a lack of passion." Timothy Mitchell is adamant on this point. Never try to start a company with something you don't like, because it will never go anywhere. Only do something that you truly enjoy. Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.